you now to add, but there's plenty of it got in. And we'd light that lantern, and it would keep us just as warm and nice. And on the side of this big truck, we had a box that would open up, and we had a little cooking stove and a coffee pot and a frying pan, and we'd carry everything for our breakfast. And on Sunday morning, we would get up and cook our breakfast and eat, and then get in at home, in time to get dressed and go to Sunday school. Oh. And I'd go in my Sunday school class, and we'd carry whatever children that were too small, you know, that stayed at home. I carried the babies on up. And they'd say, so-and-so. And I said, oh, yeah, we went out last night. And I said, we stayed all night and hunted all night. And then got back in and dressed the children and brought them to Sunday school. See, Grandmama and them, we all lived together. Uh-huh. And she would look after the children while we went off to hunt.
Did you get anything?
Oh, we got more pleasure out of anything else. Just that, you know, out in the woods with the bacon and eggs and all that kind of stuff, it just smells so good. And when it's cold, you have a big fire and that pine wood burning and all that. We just enjoyed it thoroughly.
Mostly pine trees? See any other kind of trees?
Well, it had all kind of trees, but generally the pine tree was the one you would burn, you see. You'd find where an old tree had been blown over or something and rotted, but you'd get that pine rosin and stuff. It would start, it would cook, burn so fast. We used more pine trees in making the fire. Uh-huh. And I never will forget, we had an old Negro that went with us just to fix the fire. Uh-huh. And Granddaddy would go lots of times. This one night in particular, I remember this old Negro was sitting there by the fire, and Granddaddy would come up and he'd say, and he'd look all around, you know, and said, directly he'd say, I don't know if he thought it was a dog, or if he thought it was a vomit, or what, but he would just light out running. It would just, Granddad just scared him to death. And even after we got home, he would come around the store, you know, doing little odd jobs and things like that. Granddad would get behind him and say, I guess he was 70 years old, just about it.
At that time.
Now, Aunt Elizabeth can tell you all about going hunting and falling down and all this, that, and that. I remember when we'd go coon hunting, we'd go in different, we wouldn't go way up on the hills and all, you know. We'd be kind of in a swampy-like place. And we'd, B.I.'s first wife, Grace McDaniel, she and I, B.I. worked at the store, and she did too. So she and I would always carry us a little lunch. And this night in particular, we had on boots that would come up to the knee, rubber boots, because it was swampy like, you know. And mine were just a little bit too big or too heavy, one, I don't know which. But I would catch the toe of my shoe on a log and down I'd go. So the boys had already gone off ahead of us, and we were just trying to keep up. So we finally got out, and Grace and I talked it over. She said, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's just sit down here and eat this lunch so we won't have to carry that. So we sat down on the side of the road, and we had crackers and boiled eggs, and I don't know what all we didn't have, but we ate it up, so we just throw the other stuff away so we wouldn't have